right now on VFN TV, a prophecy for 2018, talking specifically about houses and blessing and deliverance and a million soul, possibly millions of souls coming into the kingdom of God. So much from Kent Christmas right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos. We are so excited about bringing you this, and we have limited time. We got to bring it to you quickly. A prophetic word from Kent Christmas. Listen, it's going to start off kind of like, dealing with some difficult things, but it's going to end up really, really good. And by the way, don't worry about it. We're going to make the whole transcript available to you on the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. But this is Kent Christmas delivering a prophetic word that's so amazing. Check it out.
The Lord says that I am now taking hold of the reins of the nations in the earth, and of my body and the church. The season of men being in charge is over, and I am now going to perform my word of my prophets that they have declared for generations. To those in my house who are believers but have left your first love, either return unto me your passion, or I'm going to remove your candlestick, and I will give it to another. And the light of my presence will no longer be in your life because you did not value the presence of the Lord. For Christians who no longer value my presence anymore and are lukewarm, and my house has not been a priority in your lives, I am going to withdraw from you this coming year, says the Lord. I have blessed the lukewarm, hoping that my blessings would make you love me more and want to spend time with me, but you have fallen in love with my blessings instead of me. I am now going to remove my protection that I have had in your lives and in your house and over your family, says the Lord. And when you cry out to me, I will not answer you in that day. My people have run after preachers and prophets who have lied to them and said it's all right to be lukewarm and not committed to me and make peace with sin in your life. They have said I am only a God of grace and mercy, and though I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, I also take no pleasure in my people who honor me with their lips, but not with their hearts. For Christians who have known my holy presence and have been filled with my spirit, but have put no value on that privilege, I am 2018 beginning to remove my presence from them, and they will no longer even feel convicted for the ways that they go in that are no longer right. I have never asked my children to be perfect, just to be holy, not to love the world or the things that are in the world, but to love me first. When the lukewarm have sold their souls for in the church, I'm now going to take from them. I'm going to give it to my children who have lived for me at any cost. There's going to be a great change in the value system in the house of God. I am not releasing this word, says the Lord, because I'm looking for people to repent. I am releasing this word because I'm absolving myself of the blood of the lukewarm on the day that you stand and look in the eyes of your holy Father. So he who is holy, let him be holy still, and he who is unclean, let him be unclean. Starting in the year 2018, I'm going to begin to remove many churches in this nation who have made my house a house of merchandise and have caused my presence to be hid from my sheep. For my house shall be called a house of prayer, says the Lord, and not a den of thieves. My house shall be a hospital, saith the Lord. It shall be filled with the bruised, the broken, and the needy. And though my house has been filled with many, it's not been filled with those with whom my spirit has reached out to. This final move I am now releasing in the earth, says the Lord. It is not a move that's going to have mixture, but it will be a move of the pure presence of myself and of the Shekinah glory of God. I am now releasing my glory and my presence in the earth because the harvest is now ready, says the Lord, and I have been waiting for laborers to put the harvest in. I now say unto the church that I have have enough labor, says God, to bring the harvest into the house of the Lord. So in 2018, says the Lord, for many houses, your walls will have to be pushed out, saith God. For there's an army of men and women that are getting ready to come into the house of the Lord. And for those that are labor, saith God, your labor in my work has not been in vain. But the joy of the Lord shall be in thee as you watch, saith God, them come in. Not by the hundreds and not by the thousands, but by the millions they shall come into the United States of America and to other nations. And my house shall again be called the house of prayer. As I now begin to release my glory in the nation, there are going to be massive crowds, an abundant supply of financial resources. Great signs and wonders shall not only be in my church, but they shall begin to be released in Congress and in government, saith God, and in places of leadership throughout the world. I have withheld signs and wonders and miracles because the counterfeit church has made a God out of them and sought them and counterfeited them and would not give me glory. In 2018, there shall be a beginning of the greatest supernatural display of the glory of God that man has ever seen. You shall stand in amazement, saith God, and even the stories that have been told to you by another generation shall not be able to measure up to that that I am getting ready to release in my body of Christ for the glory of the Lord. For it is my honor, saith God, to display the muscle and the power of my mind. And though I have been limited, saith God, I am now no longer limited. For I have an army of believers who have risen up in faith and who have declared our God can do anything. The days of the devil and his servants putting a muzzle on my people are over. I now saith the Lord that I'm going to put great men in places of tremendous influence in the nations. They will speak with such authority and power that the enemy will not be able to be challenged. And the voices of them that have stood on your televisions and said that God is dead and that righteousness is evil and evil is righteousness, God says, I'm going to smite them. I'm going to declare war on the devil and his kingdom and his servants who have tried to destroy me and my people, saith the Lord.
That's so powerful. You know, we're hearing this, you know, word for the first time, you know, coming, you know, the last couple of weeks of hearing from Kent Christmas. And you've been seeing all these people just stand up and say horrific things against God and produce laws that are totally contrary to God and just hating God. And we're watching, like, what's going to happen? It's like, based on what Kent Christmas is saying, God is responding to that. And he's going to deal even with the lukewarm folks who really, you know, they're religious, but they don't have a relationship with God. But the people who love God and the people who are lost, God's going to be focused on that. And that's going to make it easier to reach folks. But also, I want to encourage you to say, you know, if that's you, if you're living this lukewarm life, and, you know, Revelation talks about the lukewarm church, that he says, whether you be cold or hot, if you were lukewarm, he said, I would spit you out of my mouth. And so that lines up what he's saying, lines up with what God's word's saying. And all you gotta do is just say, you know what, I'm gonna get my life right with God. That's what I'm gonna do. God, I'm tired of playing church. I'm ready to be your disciple. As a matter of fact, we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org, where you can find out how we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life through his Father, through our Father, Father God, through Jesus Christ. Listen, we get back from this break, we're gonna pick right back up, right, John?
That's right. Join us when you get right back from the break.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are listening to a prophetic word delivered by Kent Christmas at the Rock Church in Virginia, but he is actually from the Resting Place. Let's finish listening to this word. It's awesome.
2018, saith God, will be known and remembered as a year of death in the United States for the wicked, who have been a mouthpiece for Satan and also for false prophets, hirelings and wolves in sheep's clothing and the lukewarm. God says, I am physically going to remove men and women. And when you get up in the coming years, saith the Lord, you shall be amazed at the names that are going to begin to leave the earth that have tried to devour and detour the power and the glory of the Lord. I'm going to replace him with men who have never been heard and women who have been silenced by the enemy. They shall stand and speak under the wisdom and the power of God. And even your news channel, saith the Lord, shall begin to give them coverage of what God is saying in this hour. In 2018, though it will be a year of death for the wicked, God says it will be remembered as a year of rebirth and life for the righteousness. I now speak as the eternal Father of heaven, says the Lord. For decades, my son Jesus Christ has been ridiculed, discredited, mocked, and ignored by the wicked and have not been given honor and reverence by the lukewarm. God says, I am now, hallelujah, in this coming year, in this nation and in nations around the world, I'm going to vindicate my son Jesus Christ. I'm going to lift him up and his name, and it will be a name above all names in heaven and in earth, saith the Lord. And the name of Jesus again will be on the lips of men and women that are righteous in this country. And the days of maligning God, saith the Lord, are coming to an end. God says, I'm going to bankrupt sports in the year of 2018. It shall be the beginning. God says, I'm coming against Hollywood. God says, I'm coming against the NFL. God says, I'm coming against professional sports, and they will never recover what they have had in times past. At the same time, saith the Lord, there's going to be a spirit of honor that's going to descend upon the house of God, and I'm going to redeem the integrity of my people and my ministry, saith the Lord. And in the house of God, it shall be known as a house of integrity, righteousness, and power by my spirit. Starting now and continue to the year of 2018. I'm going to answer long-term prayers of the righteous, both in the spirit and in the natural. For years, saith the Lord, my children have prayed to me, petitioned me, asked me, and commanded me. Yet I have been silent until they wondered, God, do you even hear us? Yes, I have heard you, O righteous children. And not only am I going to answer your prayers in the spirit, there's going to be revival and glory and restoration. 2018 shall be a year of natural blessing upon the house of God. The Lord says moving companies are not going to have enough trucks to handle the amount that the righteous are going to move from one home to another. I'm going to take businesses, saith the Lord. I'm going to transfer their ownership and their deed. I'm going to give it to men that have struggled but have tithed and have stood on the things of God and held on to the word of the Lord. 2018 will be a year of great reward to those who with their sacrifice and faith have proved to me, whether I answered your prayers or not, that you would love me and serve me till you died. And if you died, your prayers not answered, that praise would still be upon your lips as you crossed over from this world to the next. I'm going to command the enemy, saith the Lord, to release
and restore all that he has stolen from the righteous men and women in the earth, so that the word of the Lord shall be fulfilled that declares the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And though they think because their name's on the deed that it belongs to them, God says, I've had this generation of wicked men just become caretakers to nurture and to take care and to grow the prosperity that I'm getting ready to release unto the house of the Lord. God says, your prayers have ascended unto the throne room of the Lord, and I am now preparing thee a house and a habitation that shall be beautiful, and you shall be set as a city upon a hill that shall not be hid. And all that in that day, saith God, mortgages shall be burned, and the righteous, hallelujah, shall bring the power of God back into the house. There will be such an abundance of the presence of God, though that money and resources, that we will have to tell people, enough, enough, the coffers are overflowing, for my earth, hell, is full of my possessions, saith the Lord, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Do not think because I've been silent that I've not heard your voice, but on the ear of the Lord has been attuned to the cry of my people. And now I stand this day, saith God, and I flex the muscle of my arm, and I declare unto the earth that it's mine, the church is mine, man is mine. I made man, he did not make me, and my word will not return unto me void. This move that you're going to see with thine eyes is not a pruning of my house, saith the Lord, but it is a cleansing, saith God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. The Lord says, I'm not going to judge those who have sinned out of weakness. My mercy shall cover thee. But he said, I'm going to judge those in this nation and in my house who sinned out of choice and rebellion and have rejected the ways of God. Grace, saith the Lord, and judgment shall flow two rivers at the same time from my throne. One shall be to the righteous whom the world has mocked and ridiculed, and the other shall be to the wicked who says there is no God. Oh, know this, saith the Lord, that when the trumpet sounds, all they shall wish they had been as the righteous, for the favor of the Lord is now upon my people in the year 2018, saith the Lord. And though they reap the plagues of Egypt of the first few, God says, I declare that from this day on, I am setting, saith the Lord, a fence around godly families. And I make a commitment to you, says the Lord, and an oath that cancer shall not cross over, death shall not cross over, disease shall not cross over, and the devourer shall not cross over. For there is favor upon the righteous in the year of 2018. And while there grows darkness in their nation, there shall be light in the land of the righteous. And the spirit of heaviness that the enemies put on you, saith the Lord, I take it off, and I put on you the garment of praise. My word is going to be fulfilled, because I do not lie, and my word will not return unto me void. And for those that have served me for generations and for decades and have wondered, God, if this is all there is, know, my son and daughter, that no, this is just the beginning of what is being released. So choose me, saith the Lord, choose me, and know that the arm of flesh will fail you, but the arm of the Almighty shall sustain thee forever, saith the Lord.
This is so amazing, isn't it? It's unusual to have this whole program filled with this word, but we want to deliver this whole word to you. It's so many different components to it that it's probably overwhelming to your senses. That's why we're putting up the entire transcript of this word, because it deals with all the seven mountains that we always talk about. But also, God's going to visit the schools. God's going to visit business. God's going to visit the church in a special way. He's get his church back, where he's going to begin to do what he does. You know, the control of man over the church is being broken. And that's exciting. You know, if you've been one that's been hungry for God, wondering why people are doing what they're doing and it doesn't line up with the word of God, and what is all this religious stuff about, God's going to intervene and just come down. So we're going to make the whole transcript available to you at vfnkb.org. But join us after the break, because we have a little bit more of that word that's going to bless your heart. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can a public school bus driver listen to Christian music on the radio? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a school bus driver, and I drive kids from preschool all the way up to high school. And I wanted to know if I have the right to play Christian music on the radio that the bus has.
Well, you don't have the right to play it because you're deemed to be an agent of the school. But if you play it and nobody gives you any problem, you have no problem. A lot of it depends on the school policy. But as a bus driver, you're an agent for the school, and you've got to be very careful because you're really speaking for the county school system as a bus driver, and that could cause problems. Now, most of the time, there's never a complaint. So I would be cautious, but I wouldn't be so intimidated that I'd be afraid to do it. And then this way, if someone does complain, well, then you should stop it because it's, again, you, as an agent of the state, you don't have the ability to control that.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org, and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right into finishing this prophetic word from Kent Christmas of The Resting Place, who delivered at the Rock Church for 2018. Check it out.
For there have been many that before men were ashamed of me. God says, I can no longer have people who will be ashamed of me before men. I need my church, saith the Lord, to take a public declaration from this day on, regardless of the cost, that I am going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The last move of the Lord will never be to the lukewarm. It will be to the unsaved, and it will be to the righteous. And God says, I am withdrawing my conviction for those that have heard me, and I pleaded with them. That did not come. God says, you say there's time. I say there is no time for the lukewarm. There is for the righteous and there is the unsaved. But the Lord says, what I am releasing is so precious and so glorious that I cannot allow it to be put on people who put value, who don't put value on it. God says, there is a wind of rest that I'm beginning to blow, and I am blowing rest upon the lives of you faithful men and women that have been so depleted from the battle. Today, I am taking the sword out of thy hand, and I am putting the banner of righteousness and praise upon thee. And the war is coming to an end with evil in your life. For the unsaved that are in your family, God says, part of my heritage to you is that before 2018 is out, that many of you are going to stand in this church with your unsaved seed standing beside you, and they're going to give their hearts to the Lord. God said, I am bringing healing to the rifts of families, and there's a bond of unity and love that's getting ready to hit the house of the Lord. And as the Lord says, I am not angry with thee today that I am releasing this word, because I am now moving and man is no longer in charge. And God says, I want you to be in my house. I want you to be in my kingdom. I want to open the windows of heaven on you, and I want to bless you. I'm not angry. You are my love. I take no death in the pleasure in the death of the wicked. What I have is so valuable that what I'm going to give to committed people is of such price that I can only give to people who by faith have declared value of me. I have not forgotten the rejections, the sufferings, the embarrassments that you have endured for being a Christian. Know this, saith the Lord, there has been a voice of evil that has spoken in this nation. God says, I'm gonna muzzle that voice, and there's gonna be a voice of righteousness loose. And God says you will sit in front of your television, news stations, and you will look at one another in amazement and say, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Because God said, I'm lifting up men that I'm going to confirm, says the Lord, that it's not the days of preaching anymore. It is the day of demonstration. And though there will be preaching in the house, God said it will not have the preeminence that it's had, but God said the greatest preaching is going to come forth. There's going to be a confirming of the word with signs and wonders following. The Lord says it's going to even be on little children, that I'm going to hit classrooms. I am invading the school system of the United States of America. And these lies, saith the Lord, that have infiltrated and have been taught. God said, I'm going to remove professors and teachers that have taught children that which is not true. And because they've stood in my classroom and taught this generation what is not true, God said, I am releasing a righteous sound. The Lord also says, the flag of this nation shall not fall to the ground in infancy and embarrassment. But the Lord said, I'm raising it back up. And as you've honored the flag, saith the Lord, thou hast honored me. And know this, saith God, I breathe on you. I breathe on you life. I breathe on you joy. I breathe on you peace. And may the God of peace be upon thee. My children, may you receive my word today, saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord. Oh my goodness, this word was so intense. We wanted to bring you the whole word. Well, we might have a transcript of this word on the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. You're going to need to see it because it covers so many areas, your family, your business, the education, all these things we thought they were going awry. God is shifting them back. And there's thing about Kent Christmas's word. It lines up with Cindy Jacobs. It lines up with Chuck Pierce. It lines up with so many different other ones
Rich Vera.
Rich Vera, kind of what we've been hearing as well. And it's like, I'm telling you, God has good plans in store. You want to position yourself to be able to be activated in this. And one way to do it is to go to vfnkb.com and get that word and read it. Subscribe to the Torch newsletter. You can do that there as well. And also, I want to ask you, what does this word mean to you? Take a moment to share in the comments area, write us or call us. We want to hear your outlook. Did it encourage you? Did it inspire you? What do you thought about education and family? Even the lukewarm church talked about that as well. Oh, my goodness. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for Kent Christmas's willingness to stand up and deliver this word boldly. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for whatever part that is for whoever, God, that it would come to them, and the parts that are not for them, that it wouldn't affect them, God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless him, bless our community, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen. It is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice, and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, so that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.